A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'd just like to say that I appreciate you coming back every week, and there are many ways that you can help make this show better. First, you can give me your feedback, what works, what doesn't, and what are topics or segments you'd like to hear. You can tweet at the podcast at WTH_Prell, or to me at TheNathanPrell on Twitter. You can also comment on Facebook or at the site www.whatthehell.popularoutcasts.com. And while you're there, if you clear your cookies and click on the Amazon banner to do all of your online shopping, the Popular Outcast Network gets a little cut, which will help everyone on the network. And finally, tell your friends about this podcast. Thanks again for listening, and enjoy the show.
Well, son of a bitch.
I never hit record when...
Yeah, you don't hit record in time. No, we had a good conversation just now. It would have been awesome. But yeah, now you don't get to hear it.
You don't get that part. Hello and welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'm your host, Nathan Prell. What a surprise. Also with me, my co-host, Maxwell.
Hi.
How's it going, guys?
You guys having a good week?
That's good. So, we told you guys last week that the topic on this episode is going to be girls. But before we get to that, Maxwell showed me a game.
Oh yeah, our segment. Yeah. Weird games that Maxwell shows you.
Yeah. So he showed me XCOM, and I think when I checked on Steam yesterday, I've already put in like 14 hours.
I showed it to you like a couple days ago.
Yeah. I've been playing it a lot. I've been playing a lot of XCOM. It's it is right up my alley.
Yeah, and I've also been playing, because I've already played through the game, but the new expansion just came out, Enemy Within. The original game is Enemy Unknown, the expansion, Enemy Within. I have, like, a mech trooper and, like, genetic implants and stuff, so my game is actually a lot cooler than his.
Yeah,
is.
Well, I'm not very good at it still.
Yeah.
But it's a future alien shooter, but you don't have to be good at shooting, because it's...
Tactical turn-based.
It's turn-based tactical, which is something that I'm very good at.
Yeah, I love it. I love everything about it. Great game.
Fantastic game. It's like still like $30 or $30 or $40.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap. It was game of the year, like
in 2012.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised I had not heard of it previously, since it is an old game.
Well, old-ish, yeah.
Well, you know, considering.
Yeah. Like, it has an expansion already.
So. Yeah. But, so you guys should definitely check out that game. It's pretty bitchin'.
It's pretty bitchin'.
Pretty bitchin'. Have you been listening to anything?
No, nothing new.
Have you been watching anything?
What have I been watching? I've been watching something. Obviously I've been watching Walking Dead.
Okay, I just got caught up today.
Yeah, there's a new episode tonight. It's obviously Sunday now. That's people.
You guys can tell now that we're recording on Sunday.
Yeah, I've actually been doing a lot of reading.
Yeah,
a lot of reading. I just started The Hunger Games. Everyone has been saying like, "Oh my gosh, you should read The Hunger Games." Yeah, so,
well, you should.
Yeah, so I just started it.
How far are you?
Not very. Like, the reaping just happened. Like, I'm like maybe 30 pages in.
Okay, when I read The Hunger Games, it took me a little bit because I'm kind of a slow reader. But as soon as I got to the games, that whole day, I read and finished the book.
Yeah, that has happened to me a couple times. Like, mostly, like, the Harry Potter books, every one of them I had pre-ordered, and, like, from, like, 4 on, I had pre-ordered, and then, like, the day it comes out, I didn't do anything else. I just sat and read, and I usually finished the book in one sitting. Like, so I'm that way, too, with books.
That's what my sister did.
Yeah, I did that with, actually, the Mistborn trilogy. I read that while I was deployed. Just so good. I couldn't put it down. Like, Brandon Sanderson is such a good writer. And Steelheart is also really good.
I need to read more books.
The Wheel of Time series is amazing. Like, for anyone who loves, like, fantasy, like, that genre, if you've not heard of The Wheel of Time and not read it, I highly, highly suggest it. It's a 14-book series.
Okay.
Just long as shit, but it's amazing.
What's it about? Give me a synopsis.
14,000-page books. Basically, there's a guy named Rand, and he is the chosen one. He's called the Dragon, and his goal is to, like, kill the Dark One and free, like, the land from the evil that is pervading it.
Okay. Pretty basic setup.
Pretty basic.
Okay.
Like, he has to go kill the Dark One. There's, like, 13 of the Chosen that are, like, evil, like, spellcasters.
Okay.
And, yeah. I don't want to, like, say too much.
What? Is it, like, fantasy?
Fantasy. High fantasy. Yeah.
Okay. So you got your elves and stuff, or?
No, it's mostly human. There are a bunch of, like, evil races. Like, they're called Trollocs. Like, they'd be basically, like, orcs, except they're not. They're,
right.
It's something else, but that's, like, the general idea. And there are, like, there's other, I don't know. There's not really other races. It's all human.
Okay.
As far as I, like, can remember. There's, like, some, like, they're called Ogre, or Ogier. I don't know how to say it. It's O-G-I-E-R. They're, like, tree, like, they'd be, like, Ents, I guess.
Right. I like books that, create their own things.
Yeah, there's
like
some
really... Like, when it's all based off of Tolkien stuff, yeah. Kids are kind of boring, because you're like, oh, these are just the same races that we already know.
Well, yeah, Robert Jordan had been writing this for a long, long time. Like, the first one came out in, like, the 80s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, like, 20 years ago.
Okay. All right.
We've been over that, too. The 80s are not 20 years ago, but...
Oh, I didn't even catch that.
I know, right? No, if you say, like,
it's definitely 30 years ago.
Like, 30 years ago? If I say 30 years ago, I'm talking about the 70s.
Yeah.
Like...
I don't... That's...
That's right?
That's a serious misstep in our brains.
Yeah. And I'm sure that happens to everyone. Years. I'm sure that happens to everyone, too.
Hopefully, or else we're just stupid.
We're just weird. No, because I talked to Chris and Aubrey. They agree.
They
Jeff,
still...
They,
still
skips, everyone. All of us.
I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah. It's like, well, it's because, like, the decades, like, very specific, like, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s.
Yeah.
We're still in the 2000s.
Yeah, the entire
but
1,000
we're in
years
2010, so but we don't, like, no one really pays attention to that little detail.
100 years. 100 years, not 1,000 years. We'd,
we'd
eventually go into the 21st.
Yeah, yeah.
Hundreds.
No, but if, like, if I were to say 100 years ago, I'm talking about 1900,
yeah,
not 1910.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, exactly. It's weird.
This is a very strange thing that I haven't thought about. Now it's going to
all the time. Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome. That was a huge topic of discussion last night.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
How was last night? Because you guys drove out to Utah without me, so.
Yeah, he's still a little salty. It was like a spur of the moment, like, hey, let's go to Utah to go to Texas Roadhouse.
I just wanted an invite.
Yeah, you couldn't even have gone.
I wasn't even going to go, but I would have liked an invite.
Jesus, we had a full car.
We fit the whole
group
in the car.
Okay, five
before.
Fits.
Okay.
Uncomfortably.
Yes, but we drove out to Six Flags uncomfortably. Whoa, hey, we're recording here. No coming in here. Private stuff.
Oh, okay.
Wow, rude. My roommates are awful.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I love my roommates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, was that your first time going to the Texas Roadhouse?
The one in Utah.
Okay.
I've been to a Texas Roadhouse.
Okay. That was when we went a couple weeks ago. That was my first time at a Texas Roadhouse, and it was delicious.
Everything
that I had there was absolutely delicious.
Yes. It's an amazing restaurant.
It really is. Which is why I'm really sad I didn't get an invite.
Oh my God. You wouldn't even have gone.
I could have. I would have ditched out on my family. We had pulled pork sandwiches. I definitely would have ditched out for a nice steak.
Yeah. Oh yeah, my 11-ounce sirloin and grilled shrimp and loaded mashed potatoes and the bread with the cinnamon butter was all just fucking fantastic.
Yeah. That's what when we went last time, I got the 11-ounce with mashed potatoes. I didn't get shrimp.
I went hard. I had a bowl of chili, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Very good. Very good. All of it. Just awesome.
I'll have to try some more things next time we go, if I get invited.
Probably won't.
Yeah.
We're going to remember this.
Yeah. Mm. Well.
You know.
So, since you guys ditched me, I went to Revolver again last night.
Yeah, without us.
Of course.
Because I would have gone, too, if you would have waited. Like,
when did you guys get back?
Like 9:15?
Why didn't you come? We didn't even get there till 9:30.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's awkward. Yeah, well, we got home. I don't know. We got home, and then, like, Jeff was here, and Chris and Aubrey, so we had a bottle of wine.
Of course.
And ate ice cream.
Still didn't get an invite to that.
We were going to, but for real talk, I was like, they were like, hey, we should text, like, while we were there, we were like, hey, we should text Nate and invite him over for ice cream on the drive home. We're thinking that.
Yeah.
Like, okay. And then we're like, we can't even see Vegas yet. And you're like, oh, going to Revolver. Like, Shaylee had posted that you were going to Revolver. I'm like, oh well, he's already at Revolver, so.
Yeah. Well, then why didn't you guys come to Revolver then?
I don't know. I think everyone was getting, like, really tired.
No, well, why didn't you come? Shaylee was really sad that she didn't have a dance partner.
I'm sorry. I'll be there Wednesday.
Okay.
I'll be there
Wednesday. All right. Because Ashley was there, and you know how Shaylee's really awkward around Ashley.
Yeah.
But,
oh, good. Okay. I think now is the time. This is a good segue into the lady portion. Because you were telling me that you had a story.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I don't remember if I told you guys about Kayla's friend, who, because of things that we may mention, we're not going to call her by her real name. We'll call her Coheed. Okay.
All right. We'll call her Coheed. It's witty.
Yeah.
It's easy now that I said that. But okay.
So the first time I met her, Kayla had brought her along to Revolver, and I was like, all right, she's pretty cool. She was just kind of like standing on the side because Kayla did not introduce her to me and my sister. And when Kayla went out to dance with Rusty, I'm like, well, if she's going to be part of the friend group now, you know, I'm not just going to let her stand there waiting for Kayla to come back. So I was like, hey, I'm Nathan. She's like, oh, hey, Coheed.
Hey, what the hell?
No, Nathan. No, that's not how it works.
Oh, it's not?
No, when somebody says, what the hell, that's when you say, with Nathan Prell. You slip that in there. You don't say, what the hell, I'm Nathan Prell. It's,
it rhymes.
That's the only reason. Anywho's, so then that night I danced with her a few times, and then, like, the next day Ashley had texted me. She's like, "Hey, did you like Coheed?" I'm like, "Yeah, she seems really cool. She's pretty." And then she's like, "Oh, well, she's married." I'm like, "Oh, well,
this is awkward."
Okay, thanks. Okay, but then the next time that I saw her, and Max was there.
Yes, I was.
Max met her, and I danced with her. Max danced with her. She helped
with her a lot.
She helped me go dance with some other chick.
Did she? That's adorable.
Yeah. Okay. Because when I went and danced with Blue Shirt.
Oh, that's right. I do. I remember
which,
that.
Which, just so you guys know, when I am at a bar or something, I refer to girls that I think are cute.
By a physical quality. Something that stands out.
By something. That. Usually what they're wearing. The color of their shirt. Last night, there was a lady there that I see shopping at the store. And I've seen her at the cannery. She's a cocktail waitress. So I was referring to her as cocktail waitress.
Perfect.
Which is another part of this later story that I've got from last night. So, and then she was, Coheed was being really, I almost slipped.
Yeah, you did.
Coheed was being really, really flirty with both me and Max.
Yeah. And, so we decided on a girl off.
She even, at one point, asked about the size of my penis. Which I told her. And she also asked about the size of Maxwell's penis, which I told her, but I was wrong about. I had misremembered the information.
There's actually a very good reason he knows that. We don't need to get into it. It was a bachelor party. Things happen.
We just talked about it. Everybody
yeah,
shared.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like we didn't whip it out.
Nobody whipped it out.
We didn't measure.
Okay.
But we did answer truthfully, I like
yes,
to
Yes, I answered truthfully.
I also did.
So there you go. I have no reason to lie about that. Nope. I'm confident in the size of my penis.
Why are you struggling on the word penis?
I don't know. It just feels weird to say that. All right. So, she's getting real flirty.
Yeah.
And I guess at one point she had told my sister that she was married, but only for insurance purposes or something.
Yeah, it was like an open
marriage. It's an open relationship, so she can just, like, do whatever she wants with people. So me and Max are like, all right, we're going to have a bro-off, which we both thought of independently.
Yes, we did.
We each told Chris about the bro-off before we had mentioned to each other that it is
a
bro-off. I also refer to it as a bro-down.
I accept bro down as well.
Which I
see, and what happened was, because we didn't realize what was going on until after we had left, because I was having a party at my house. We've told the story why I was really sick. Mm-hmm. We've already been over this one.
Yes, you know that story.
And Coheed was supposed to be coming to the party. She ended up not, but we had invited her, and then we had discussed it amongst ourselves once we had left that we are not going to interfere in each other. There will be no intentional cock blocking.
Yes.
And whoever wins, wins. Because once one of us has
relations,
the other then cannot.
Yeah, it's because of the bro code.
It's part of the bro code. So, it was a bro-off that ended up not playing out because she didn't come. But
yeah, but I'm definitely still winning the bro-off.
Oh, that's only because I didn't go.
Yeah, well, you know. So last night, she was there again. Like some of her friends or whatever, but her and Kayla were like going real heavy on the Jello shots.
Oh, those nasty!
No, they actually were in cups this time.
Okay, yeah. This is sidebar. The Jello shots at Revolver are sometimes the most disgusting thing that has ever been created ever. Not because of the taste, because it's in a syringe that you then inject into your mouth, which is very reminiscent of something else. They would be in someone's mouth that ejects some fluid. It's very...
Semen.
Yeah.
Semen.
Thank you. I was trying to be, like...
Luckily, I wasn't old enough to go to a bar at this point, so I didn't have to experience that situation.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah.
I wasn't there when everyone else...
That's probably why they changed them.
I wasn't there when everyone else did it. I've done it before. I have had it before. At my work Christmas party last year... But we ended up going to Revolver afterwards because it was at Santa Fe. But Chris and like everyone else, they went and did it all together.
Yeah. So last night, I guess they were having a special. It was dollar Jello shots until they run out. So I think Kayla had like 8, and Kohee had probably another 8 or so. And then she had a bunch of friends there that were doing it too. So she got pretty drunk. And, I kept talking to her about a green dress. Green dress was sitting on the other side of the bar. I'm like, I want to ask Green Dress to dance. But every time I would like walk past or like look over there, she was always talking to a guy. I couldn't remember if it was the same guy every time, but she was always talking to a guy. So I'm like, all right, I'm not going to be able to dance with Green Dress because she keeps talking to guys, and I'm not going to go over there if she's talking to guys. So she was like, Coheed did a run around with me.
Oh yeah, she did a lot.
She did a lap with me, checked it all out. Not everyone was coupled up. Everyone was coupled up last night. I don't know, there was not a lot of single girls. And so I was like, oh well, maybe next time. But and then there was this other girl I saw who was pretty cute, and she's like, you gotta go. I'm like, I don't know. So she pushed me over there.
Mm. Have you met Nate?
No. She pushed me. I'm like, oh well, I'm already walking over here. But that girl had a boyfriend, or you know, she told me she did.
Right. I mean,
I'm going to assume that no one lies to me.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Good luck.
So I'm like, oh, well, all right. So I'm back. She's like, oh, well, you know, I'm proud of you. I'm like, all right. From now on, you're my wingman now. Since Max isn't here, you're replacing him as my wingman. So she's like, all right, cool. And she's drunk right now, so she's just like, okay, whatever. And she tasked me, she's like, this guy over here, he's super hot. I'm like, all right. So she's like, I want to walk past him. So she walks past him to go to the bar. She comes back, I'm like, did you walk past him? And she's like, yeah, oh my God, he's so hot. I'm like, can you go ask him to dance? She's like, oh no. She's like freaking out. I'm like, what? Why are you freaking out right now? It's like, because Coheed is a very attractive girl.
Yeah, she is. It's true.
And I don't know, she was freaking out about this guy. He had a beanie on, so I kept calling him Beanie.
Perfect. That's absolutely
and he was,
accurate.
It was a good-looking man.
Oh, really?
Oh, he had some muscles. His shirt was tight. Not so tight,
Like, not awkwardly tight.
Tight enough to show it off, though.
Like, the good.
Yeah.
That's good.
He had, like, not a baby face, but he looked young. He was probably 21. And he looked it, and he's good features, you know? He's a hot guy. So I'm like,
you have to.
You gotta go at least just ask him to dance. If he says no, it's a no. I got turned down already that night. Didn't bother me. So she's like, no, I can't do it. So eventually, I walked over there. Because he'd made eye contact with me.
Oh.
Because I've been right next to Coheed the whole time, talking to her. You know, she's been, like, touching up on me, like, you know.
Right.
Playing around. And so I'm like, well, if you don't, he's going to think that we're together, so it's going to ruin it. You're not going to be able to go and... Oh, the same kids that stole his pumpkin.
Wait, what? Where are they?
I don't know.
That was my roommate tweeting. It went on both our phones.
Yeah. He tweeted something about the kids that stole their pumpkins.
Yeah, that was an awkward story, but that's not the point.
So I'm like, if you don't do it, someone else is. So I asked Kayla to do it, but she's like, no. And then Kayla was too drunk anyway. She probably would have messed it up. So I walked over there. And she was talking to Kayla. I'm like, see the girl with the white top, black skirt thingy? I'm like, you should dance with her. He's like, oh man, I have a fiance. I'm like, oh, well that's cool. So she was just afraid to come talk to you. So I was like, well, you know, someone. I was like, it's a no. What's the worst that's going to happen? So it's just cool with this guy. And then I guess later on, because I had to take Shaylee home.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back. And I guess while I was gone, he had like, him and his friends had walked by her, and he was, like, not making eye contact, and all of his friends were like, come on, man, come on. So it was like, he probably got super made fun of for not dancing with the hot chick.
After you, like, told him to.
Yeah, I'm like, look, this girl, she thinks you're really cute. Go dance with her. So I don't know. But later on, since I wasn't really, I wasn't really going after anybody. I was like, all right, there was... Green dress and then cocktail waitress, but I was not going to ask cocktail waitress because...
Dude, hold up. You took your sister home and then went back.
Yeah.
And you didn't, like, text me, being like, hey, I can pick you up real quick.
You never texted me to say you guys came back.
I tried texting you a couple times. Like, I was, like, texting you, like, hey, man, what's going on?
You didn't.
I did.
I never... my phone's being recording right now. I didn't receive any texts from you.
Well, I had sent that, and then I never got a response. So I was like, oh, yeah. He must be still upset at me. That's what I was
saying. No, I just didn't know what to say to that. Okay, so see, you didn't text me. If you would have texted me and said you wanted to come, I would have picked you up on the way back.
Oh, well.
But,
you should just naturally assume that I want to go, though.
I know, but I didn't know you guys were home. I thought maybe you guys were, like, stayed out later or something. We didn't get back when we went until, like, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, fair enough.
Because, well, we also went to the haunted maze, but,
okay.
Where was I in this story?
You drove back.
Okay, I drove back. And I wasn't really going after anyone because the cocktail waitress, she's probably late 30s. She's really hot. I'm not going to ask her. That's too intimidating. And Green Dress has been talking to guys the whole time, Green Dress was there the whole night. Like, I left before Green Dress, and I left at like 2:30.
Nice.
So I was just like, talking to Coheed.
Oh my God.
I keep almost saying it, which it's obvious. There's only freaking 18 people that listen to this, and the three people who probably actually care already know what her name is. But just in case, you know, when the podcast finally hits it big.
No, you have to edit it. You can just edit out that little
I know. It's so annoying to have to edit that out, though. I had to edit, because in one of the first episodes, in Chris's second episode.
I remember.
Because he kept saying freaking J2's name. I had to freaking... That was so annoying to edit all that out. Anyway, so I keep getting freaking lost in this story.
You didn't want to dance with Green Dress. She was there the entire time. You left at 2:30.
And then, so I was just talking to Coheed the whole time. And at one point, Like, we were just waiting for, like, the free dance to come on, which didn't come on until, like, 2 o'clock in the morning.
What's free dance? I don't know what that means.
Or they just play, like, some techno music or whatever.
Perfect.
That's you can just go out and just do whatever you want.
That's what I like.
I just like to shake my arms around. I only do variations of the jump rope. So I'm like...
Wacky waving inflatable arm tube.
Yeah, so I'm just doing lame-o moves. But, so, Coheed's friend was, like, sitting down at the table thing. And some guy was talking to her. And so we're like, all right, cool, cool. And at one point, Coheed went over and talked to her friend. And then I guess the guy's friends were like, you should dance with that girl. And so he came out and Coheed was like grinding on him and stuff. And was like, all right, okay. But she totally cock-blocked her friend, which was like, oh,
come on.
Dick move. But then those guys were sitting like a little bit away from where we were standing after the free dance. She was standing on the wall, and him and his friends were just, like, mad-eyeing her. Just, like, every time, they were just looking over, just, like, real intense, checking her out. I'm like, these guys are super checking you out. She's like, I know, I don't feel comfortable anymore. I'm like, all right, next time he looks over here, just get real close to me, and I'll, like, hug you and stuff, and then he'll be like, oh, they're together. So he got up to go to the bar, and on his way back, I'm like, all right, go. So we're like, get close, and I'm like, oh, well, yeah, we're totally making out, you know. And I didn't see his face, but Coheed was like, his face was just like, just pure anger. He's like, oh, man. And then the rest of the time that we were standing there, he did not look back once. So I super, super pissed him off, and I'm like, that was a good play.
It was a very good play.
He's like, oh, it's a good thing you're my wingman. I'm like, yeah, there you go. And then... we left not too long after that. But, so I was talking to her the whole time.
That was your whole story?
Well, yeah. And, I don't know, I was really close to Coheed the whole time.
Did it?
I don't know.
You were wingman, though.
I was wingman. But I don't know.
No, you were wingman.
I don't know. It could change. But if not, being wingman and getting to do that, that's still pretty fun.
That is true. That's awesome.
I got to hold her and stuff and mess around, so...
Oh, mess around.
Not sexually mess around. Just
mess around.
Play around. No, just play around.
Sexually play around?
No, not sexually. Nothing sexual.
Okay.
Nothing sexual. All
right.
But she was wearing like a strapless dress thing. She had to keep pulling up the whole time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, another story. Hold on. Okay, so at one point, everyone's two-stepping. Not really paying attention. I look out there. Guess who's dancing together? Green dress and cocktail waitress.
Oh, nice.
I don't think they know each other. They just wound up dancing together. I'm like, what is this situation?
No, only two single girls in the entire place.
Yeah, and the
two... single-ish.
The two girls that I had been, like, checking out the whole time. Like, how did that even happen?
It was a sign. You were supposed to go and join them.
I didn't have a wingman.
No, it doesn't matter. Three people, man. Three-person two-step.
I don't think you could do that.
I don't think you can either, but it's worth a shot.
I'm not that good. But, so, they, like, go, and then they're hanging out over where Cocktail Waitress was sitting, just talking. I'm like, what is up with this? And then, so, Ashley and Coheed were like, you gotta go over there. I'm like, I can't choose. I can't just talk to one of them. But then some other guys, like, came out and started talking. I'm like, oh, darn. But when we were, like, free dancing, I don't know what happened. But Cocktail was just, like, totally, like, was, like, hugging her friend or something. And they, like, fell on the ground. And, like, on the floor like this. Her dress is, like, kind of up. So you can, like, you can totally see everything. I was like, okay. And then, like, Kayla and Cody were like, come on. You can't just be staring at them. I'm like, when does this ever happen? You got to take advantage of it. All right?
Yeah. No, something very similar happened to me in, well, I mean, not like at a bar, but, well, I guess at a bar, when I was in New Orleans. Like, we were bar hopping down Bourbon Street, and we go into one, and there's music, and there's girls dancing, and all of a sudden, they are just on the ground, and the skirts are rising up, and I can just see everything.
Yeah.
Like, there was no underwear.
Oh, well, Cocktail just had underwear.
It was crazy. Just all kinds of that shit was happening in New Orleans. New Orleans is a crazy place.
Yeah, things happen. So that's basically all the stories I got from last night. But so now we can actually talk about ladies, now that I got that out of the way.
Talk about, how are we going to talk, what ladies are we going to talk about?
All the ladies, just everything about ladies. What's your perfect girl?
I have no idea.
You don't have a type, you don't have a thing that you
look for. Not really.
Really?
No, not really. I love tattoos. I like girls that have tattoos.
Tattoos are hot.
I like girls with piercings, like, maybe not like facial piercings. I think like lip piercings are alright. Like tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tongue.
Yeah.
Like gauges, pretty cool.
Yeah,
I'm into that type of girl, like dark hair, tattoos,
like a punk kind of a
small skinny. Yeah, well, not necessarily though.
Not punk, but you know, like
yeah.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Yeah, no, I like the complete opposite. I like skinny, pale, red hair. Preferably green eyes, freckles, maybe a few tattoos, not too many. Not a big fan of a lot of piercings. Ears, maybe if there's some other ones that maybe you don't see right away, you know, that's cool too. But gotta wear dresses, you know.
I'm a fan of like summer dresses, like light spring dress. I don't know.
I think they're called summer dresses.
I think so too.
That's like the epitome of beauty right there.
Dude, summer dresses and yoga pants, God's gifts.
Yeah. Yoga pants are pretty good.
Yeah.
No,
I also do like redheads, like Isla Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh. Redheads are the best thing.
Yeah, like, and you watch Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah.
Ygritte?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're definitely the best at it.
Tattooed Disney characters. Just some of the funniest stuff.
nice.
Dumbo with just Dumbo fat with huge gauges.
Nice. That's, you can't just be looking at pictures and laughing. It's
I like that one. That's hot. Okay. Alice, like, just tattooed.
Yeah.
Punked out. Okay. Yeah, like, snapback.
This is audio media.
I know. Well, I can...
They're not going to know what you're talking about.
Well, right people now. Can just look it up.
Okay.
Just look it up on Facebook. Tattooed Disney characters.
So you don't have a type at all? If I asked Chris, he wouldn't be able to say, oh yeah, Maxwell's a type.
No. Right. I don't think so.
Because I definitely...
It's awkward, but I'm going to say not black.
Oh, but, yeah. You know, I'm not a fan of... Well, I like white girls, but it's like black girls, I'm not even really... Like, I have
been attracted to black girls before. It's just rare.
Yeah, I don't know. It's because I'm so white. I don't want to go too far off the spectrum. You know?
No, I don't know. I don't really have a type because I have dated a tiny, skinny redhead chick, like pasty, like ginger.
Yeah.
I dated a Puerto Rican Guamanian chick. I did like Courtney.
Yeah.
Tall, blonde, like I dated like a Spanish chick, like, and I dated like a short little white brunette girl too. Like, I have been all over the spectrum. The only I haven't dated a black girl.
Yeah,
but that's really it.
Yeah, I've had, you know, high school relationships with, like, I don't know, some kind of Hispanic girl and like an Asian girl and stuff.
Define high school relationship.
Nothing happens.
Oh, well.
I know. Maybe you go out once outside of school. Maybe there's some kissing or something, holding hands.
I had one of those.
That's
when I was
a
in
high
tech
school
school
relationship.
I had one of those. I like this Russian girl, just hot, so hot. Body was banging.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's probably the most intimidated I've ever been by a girl. Like, she was beautiful. But I took her out to a movie. And I don't understand that. Going to a movie as a date,
it's
especially
good,
like...
It's not a good first date.
No. It's a terrible,
yeah.
terrible
Unless you go to dinner first.
Which we did. It was still awful. It was still bad.
Really?
And yeah, and it wasn't even like we hadn't really talked before. It's not like we met and I asked her out. Like, we had hung out. We had been at, like, me and her at a bar, like, touching on each other, like, and, okay. like, not, like, creepy, like, but, like, she was hanging on my arm and stuff, and we were talking, like, all night.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff had already happened. This was just, like, the first time I was like, hey, let's go on a date. And it was just incredibly intimidating. She was gorgeous. It was awful. And then she never talked to me again after, because it was just terrible.
Like, you were just bad at the date?
Yeah, I was bad
at the
date.
You were bad at the date?
I was bad at the date.
That's
sad.
What happened?
I don't even remember what movie we went and saw. But we went out to dinner, and we were, like, chatting just about, like, school and stuff that was going on. And it was going fine. But then we get to the movie, and it's like everything just fell apart. Like, there was no talking.
Well, it's a movie.
Well, okay, but, like, before the movie, after the movie, it was just, like, it's just nothing. It just, like, fell off. There's nothing more interesting at all. And then we just got cabbed back to base, and...
Was it your fault, or was it her?
I don't know. It could have been mine. It probably was mine. But she also wasn't talking. Because you know me, I can find something.
Yeah, you can talk about anything.
Yeah, but I don't know. It was awkward.
That really sucks. I've only been on like 3 first dates, so I haven't had a bad experience yet.
I don't know what you would define as a first date.
It's a first date. You
know, well, I...
The first time, like, you go out.
My 1, 2, 3, like... real girlfriends, like, that lasted longer than 6 months. There's 3 of them. Not a single one of them were we going out before we had sex. We had sex first, and then we were going out.
Well, that's the... I don't know.
So that. I don't know what would be a first date that. Like,
I haven't done that, so I don't know that situation. I know I talk to this girl, I ask her out, we go on a first date.
Well, and all of my dates later evolve, then, like, fluidly. Like, I've been friends with them before. They evolve fluidly where we hang out and then we end up doing stuff and then we end up together. That's how it always happens.
Yeah, no, I've only had, like, 2 girlfriends out of high school. Because nothing in high school really counts.
I think that it counts.
Well, no, for me, nothing I did in high school counts.
Oh, okay.
Because it never got past kissing, so it's like... It's whatever. And okay, I never really went on dates in high school. Because it's, you know, I don't know, lame. I don't know. I didn't have a car for most of it, you know.
I didn't have a car in high school.
And then I went
There's this thing. It's crazy. It's called a bus.
Ugh, I'm not going to take no bus.
Oh, that's right. You're from Vegas.
I'm from Vegas.
Well, I'm from Sacramento. Yeah, it's not much better.
No. What is,
dates. Out of high school.
Why do I keep freaking...
I don't know.
I was in the middle of a freaking sentence.
Go ahead.
I went to a magnet school, so everyone lived all across the valley. So it's like all the girls that I kind of, whatever it was in high school, usually lived like pretty far away from me. And my parents aren't going to drive me to everything. So, I guess there was one relationship in high school that we actually did go on dates. Because she didn't go to my school, so I could only see her
on
outside
dates.
Of school. So, but that didn't last very long either. That was only like, nothing other than M1, which is like my first major girlfriend. And, now I don't even remember what I'm trying to say right now. Why am I having so much trouble talking today?
I have no idea.
Other than M1, no relationship lasts longer than, like, 3 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had 3 last longer than 6 months, but every other girl... has been like a 1 week to 1 night thing.
Yeah, I haven't had that experience at all. I've only slept with M1. That's it.
I'm sorry, man.
I know, it's lame.
I'll get you laid.
So lame.
I'll get you laid. It's fine. We'll go to Revolver. Something will happen.
Okay.
I'll
make sure. It better happen. Because right now, nothing's happening.
Yeah.
So, I've only been on like 3 first dates. I guess 4. I've been on 4 because of the one in high school. But that one, my mom had to drive me, so it was...
It counts.
It counts, but it was still a little weird. And we weren't old enough to see... It was like a rated R movie. We weren't old enough to see it, so my mom had to watch the movie with us. She sat a few rows down, because my mom's cool.
Your mom is awesome, but that's still so... No, I had something actually very similar to that. It was like one of my first, I'm going to put this in quotes, relationships. It's a high school relationship. It doesn't count. I was 14, 15, I don't know. I was a sophomore. And this girl, we were dating. We dated for like 2 weeks, and then it was my birthday. We had been on one date before this. Like, okay. We had actually gone out, been on a date, because she lived in the same neighborhood. Everyone that, like, went to my school, everyone lived there.
Okay.
Rosemont's really small. Like, it's a small little segment of Sacramento, and we have, like, our own schools and stuff. Like, it's a little, like, community.
Okay.
And so everyone lives there. But my birthday, I invited her to go to the movies.
Okay.
It was me, her, my mom, my aunt, and my cousins.
Why?
I don't know. It was awful. It was good. Like, nothing bad happened. Like, she seemed like she had fun, but she, like, met my family and all this craziness, and it's, like, our second date.
Yeah.
And we ended up breaking up, like, not even a week later.
Yeah, that's too early.
I know.
It's too early.
It should have been terrible. Yeah. I don't know why it wasn't. Like, it wasn't, like, awful, but...
I met M1's parents and, like, her whole family, like, 2 weeks after our first date. And I don't know why I stayed. Her family was... Her dad was a just super alcoholic. I never saw him not drinking. Her mom had no maternal bone in her body at all. She was just a lady that lived there, pretty much. Her brother was just, I don't know, weird brother. Good at drums. Great drum player.
Okay, drummer. Drummer. Great drummer.
Great drum player.
Yeah, okay.
But he was weird.
Most drummers are.
Yeah, so I don't know why I stayed in that situation for a year and a half. But, you know, it's whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
That is quite the story.
Yes. Anyway, so of the 4 first dates that I've had, they've all been good. That's right. The point of what I've been trying to say. I think that, right. Like the last 20 minutes of
now
talking,
we've told that's a what whole I've been trying bunch, to say. We've told a whole bunch of stories. Now let's get to the meat and bones of this segment.
Okay.
We're talking about ladies.
Okay, yeah, we are.
So... My question for you, okay. And I think we can do it this way. We can just question back and forth,
okay.
Panel it, if
I
you
didn't,
will.
I didn't come up with questions prior to recording.
I didn't either.
So, okay.
So I'm making this up as we go along.
Okay, that's
bear
cool.
with me.
All right.
All right. My question for you is, what can a lady do to get your attention? Like, so you're at a bar.
Okay.
And you're, like, just dancing, maybe. Like, you're with a couple friends. What can a lady do to catch your eye?
To catch my eye? Like, typically, just get out on the floor. If you're out there dancing, and I'm looking around, and I see you look like you're having a lot of fun, and I think you're cute, I'm like, alright, she's got my eye. Like, green dress. Like, the first dance that was on when we got there last night, green dress was out there, I'm like, green dress, she's really cute. I was like, okay. Or, if I don't know, make eye contact. I make eye contact with everybody.
Yeah. No, that's huge. That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say for me, too, is just eye contact. Like, make eye contact, smile. Like, if you don't, like, think I'm attractive or interesting and you don't want me to talk to you, like, look at me, like, scowl or something.
Yeah.
Just or, like, or don't look at me.
Look
just, like, make
quick
sure.
Quick look away or something.
Yeah.
But if you think I'm cute, yeah.
Look at me, smile.
Look at me, do a quick smile, maybe do a quick eye dart, and so I notice, I'm like, oh, she's checking me out.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that.
Yeah,
seen
definitely, that like, eye contact, like, meeting of eyes.
Yes.
Is big. That's what I was going to say.
That gets my attention more than anything else. So if a girl makes eye contact with me, I will most likely go talk to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
don't know. I didn't think of any questions. You got another one?
No. Locked up? No, it's your turn, man.
Oh, what? Oh,
I have to think. So.
Oh, man. We really should have planned this out. I never planned for any of these episodes.
Well, what is... Because it's the episode of ladies.
Episode of ladies.
Is it... Are we answering ladies' questions or are we answering guys' questions? Like... Do you know what I mean?
It's... Look, it's whatever. It's whatever...
Well, this one goes out to the ladies.
This one goes to the ladies?
This is to the ladies. So ask me a question, like...
To the ladies?
That a lady would want to know, yeah.
That a lady would want to know.
Right.
Specifically about you or just in general?
In general, about me. I don't care. Whatever.
Okay. Where'd you get that beanie?
The beanie?
Yeah.
The beanie that just gets all the play?
Yeah, what is up with that beanie?
Dude, that beanie's amazing, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty sweet beanie. On Wednesday, I was going to go find a cute girl and tell her, hey, go compliment my friend's beanie. He's psyched about it. But then some cute girl complimenting your beanie. I was like, oh, well, okay, that takes care of that situation. Because you were freaking every time someone in our friend group mentioned, hey, that's a pretty cool beanie. You're like, this beanie, throwing it on the ground.
Yeah.
Just calm down with the beanie.
No, dude. The beanie is amazing. For those who do not know.
You'll have to put it on for the picture. Yeah,
we'll attach it to the episode.
Well, I have a cover photo for every episode, and I've just have forgotten to take a picture the last couple times. So we'll actually take a picture, and you can wear the beanie in the picture so people
Perfect.
Know.
Yeah, that'll work. And that'll be the cover photo for the episode.
Yes.
All right, fantastic. So yeah, the beanie, I'm going to describe it anyway, even though people are going to see it.
All right.
The beanie is fur-lined, brown, and it has like the California bear around the side. And it has like two like braided tassels that hang down. It is amazing. It's incredibly comfortable. It keeps my ears and my head just stuffy warm. I don't know if stuffy is the right word. That sounds bad. That has negative connotation.
Stuffy warm?
Yeah, just like...
I don't know.
Ridiculous warm.
Yeah, it was a really warm beanie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I took your cowboy hat.
Yeah, you took my cowboy hat. By the way, guys, I wear a cowboy hat now.
He wears a cowboy hat.
When I go to...
And cowboy. He had made fun of me because I did not ask a girl to dance last Saturday.
Last Wednesday.
No, that was last Saturday. Last Wednesday, I danced with a lot of girls.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Last Saturday, I made fun of you because you didn't ask a girl to dance.
Yeah, so last Wednesday...
So Wednesday, you made up for it.
I made up for it, and I danced with a girl, and then he was refusing. So I'm like, give me your hat. And so I took his hat, and I was wearing it until he danced with the girl.
Which I did.
Which you did, and you got your hat back.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And then you kept going over to that girl's friends and talking to them, and they clearly did not want to.
No, that wasn't true. They were kept looking over at me. That's why I was like, that's why
I know they kept looking over, but they were probably just making fun of you.
And they're probably admiring the beanie.
It could have been the beanie.
No, I don't know, because she had looked over at me and smiled and stuff, and I was like, oh, okay. And so I went up, and she said she was feeling sick. I offered to get her water, being a gentleman and a scholar, like I am. But she's, oh no, it's okay, I already have one, whatever. And then she's like, maybe a little bit later. So I waited like
half hour, 45 minutes. No.
I went over twice.
I went over twice.
You went over like... That's it. I went over
three
twice.
Or four times.
Rule of twos, man.
Okay, all right.
I live by the rule of twos. Okay. Have I explained that on the show already?
Not on the show.
Okay, the rule of twos is, if you meet a girl, like if you're at a bar or something, and she's like making eye contact, like there's something obvious, go up and like, oh, ask her to dance or like say hi, whatever. If you get like nothing or like, oh, maybe later, something along those lines, rule of two dictates that you give it two chances. So the first time, oh, maybe later, wait a little bit, like an hour and a half, something like that, and go try again. If you're nothing, you're done. Okay. And then if you get a number, you wait 2 days to call.
2 days?
Well,
it's like 24 hours to text.
Well, say if it's like Saturday night.
Okay.
Then Monday morning. You know what I mean? Like you wait one full day.
Okay.
So 24 hours.
Okay.
Like I guess Sunday night is, I don't know. It's just that's because like what is going to happen that night if you're texting like late. You know what I mean? So it would be like that next morning. So like just 2 days, one full day, but 2 days.
Okay.
And then if you text them and they're not responding, they get two texts. Rule of two. You send a text, like you initiate a conversation twice.
Okay.
And then if they're responding and stuff and you like invite them out, rule of two. If the first time like they can't make it or there's an excuse or something, fine, you just wait till the next time and then invite them again. If they say no that time, they're done. And that is my theory for the rule of twos.
Okay. All right.
Just everything, you gotta like give it a second try, but after that you're stretching, like nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah, obviously.
So
all right, it's a good rule. It's a good rule to live by there. Yeah. Okay, so what do you do to show if you're interested in a girl? Or to if you're open for a girl to come talk to you?
Well, a lot of it has to do with body language. I don't really pay that much attention, but I try to stand openly. Like, you don't want to stand with your arms crossed across your chest and like in hands in your pockets and stuff. You want to look open and be like looking like you're having fun, because if you look like you're having fun, girls are more likely to respond to that, because you're at a bar. Like, people just want to have fun.
Yeah.
So if you look like you're having fun, you probably are having fun as well. And that's also like your goal. Like, the goal shouldn't be to get with girls. Like, I know.
It's always just about having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girls are a part of that. Like, it's fun to hang out and dance with girls, whatever. But if that's your number one goal, like, oh, I just want to get all the girls, like, you might succeed. But
no, if you go to get girls, you're not going to get
girls. No, well, you might. Like, you can succeed. But it's unlikely, and you're probably not going to have fun doing it.
Yeah.
But if you go to have fun, and you don't really care, a lot of the time, just randomly strike up a conversation with a girl, like that, and that this whatever, and then end up, oh, what's your number, and then texting. Like, good things happen that way. So, The goal, like, just look like you're having fun. I'll make eye contact, definitely, and, like, smile. I like to smile a lot when I'm out. A lot can be signified through a smile.
I like to do a smirk.
We've been over that.
Because my smile, I feel like if I smile, I'll just look like a doofus. Just look like a doofus. So, just a quick smirk. Not all the teeth showing. Oh, I can't check how long we've been recording because Chris tweeted.
Oh, okay. Oh, there it is.
So just a quick smirk, lets them know, having fun, and...
Think you're attractive.
Think
you're cool. Maybe we should...
Think you're cool. Maybe there can be something going on.
Maybe we could dance.
Yeah. Because a smile is... I just look like a doofus. I'll be like, oh, look at that friggin' doofus over there with a stupid smile. I'm like, oh. Then I'll be down.
All right.
Okay.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
If a girl were to come ask you to dance, would you think it's weird?
No. That happened.
Did it? But with who?
A few weeks ago when we went, I believe I talked about it on the podcast. Maybe I haven't told you. But there, we were sitting at a table and Chris was there and there was this drunk girl named Abby who was asking us questions.
Oh, yeah, I do remember this, okay.
We had to tell her the answer like 15 times.
Yeah.
Well, I'd been looking around, you know, and I'd looked behind me a couple times at like the... Because there's the bar, there's like a weird island thing,
yeah.
And then tables, and then the dance floor. So we were at the table, and I had looked back a couple times at the weird island thing, and there was a couple girls back there, and I had made eye contact with one of the girls a couple times. And at one point... She came up and started talking to me.
No,
I was
nice.
Like, all right, cool. And then at that point, I'm like, do you want to dance? Because then Two-Step came on. So I'm like, all right, you're talking to me. Let's go dance.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It's actually very attractive if a girl comes and talks to me.
Because that's like, it's like confident girl. That's just like the greatest thing. I've dealt with girls with like low self-esteem. And I understand like, things happen sometimes, you know, maybe not feeling well, but confidence is like the key to just like, life.
Like,
and I say that to all guys, all girls, confidence, like whatever you can do to build up your own confidence in yourself, not being a cocky, arrogant asshole like I am.
Yeah, you are.
Sometimes I try to hold it down, but confidence is one of the singular most attractive things that you would see in another person. Like
when I ask a girl to dance and she's like, oh, I don't know how to dance. I'm like, I'll teach you. And she's like, no, I can't do it. And it's like, oh, well, you're...
Oh, yeah.
Give me, if that's your excuse, give me a better excuse. Because now you're just, you just have no self-esteem. You're just...
Yeah.
Have some, you know, confidence in yourself. You can learn to do this. It's easy stuff.
Yeah, like last Wednesday, one of the girls I danced with, I had, like, while I walked out, I'm like, oh. It was the one where they had, like, my drink was sitting there, and they had sat down. And I'm like, oh, what'd you do? Poison it? Like, oh, no, just a little roofie. I'm like, oh, well, now you have to dance with me. And she's like, but I don't know how. I'm like, I don't care. Come on. And she's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, see, that's what you're supposed to do if you don't know how to dance. When someone asks you, you're supposed to go, okay.
Yeah.
And figure it out. If you suck.
Who cares?
Who cares?
There's, like, not me. You told me already that you suck. Yeah,
you've explained to me, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not later going to, man, you're just terrible. It looks like you don't even know what you're doing. Yeah, because I already had explained that to you. Yeah. Like, the first time we went to Revolver, I danced with three girls that I had never met prior, including Kayla, because that was the first time I met Kayla. And all of them, I said, will you dance with me? And they're like, yes. I'm like, I do not know how to dance. Once they say yes, I'm like, I have no clue what I'm doing. So I let them teach me.
Yeah.
And there you go. And I got a number from that. Yeah. She was impressed that I was open to being taught.
Right. I sort of messed up, like, the first time, because I know how to dance. Not that
the way. Two-step?
Well, I mean, I know how to two-step, but limitedly.
Okay.
At least I did. Now I'm okay at it. But when I first, the first time we went, it was bad. It was bad. It was real bad. Yeah. And I was self-conscious about it, about not being able to dance. But I was like, you know, fuck it. Like, cute girl. Okay, let's go dance. I was like, well.
Yeah. Who did you go out with Kayla first?
Yeah, I believe she pulled me out there. Like, Kayla pulled me out there first, and then Coheed pulled me out there.
Yeah.
But then...
Because that's where... The way that I dance now is from... I learned from Kayla.
Yeah.
Because she's good. She's okay. She's good, and she's able to teach people.
Right.
So, like, every time we bring somebody new, I'm like, you have to dance with Kayla. So that they learn.
Right. But yeah. But yeah, I just danced with, like, this random girl, and I told her straight up. But I think I fucked up because, like, the whole time I was, like, worried. And so I kept saying, I'm like, oh, I'm so bad at this.
I just, like...
But I need to not do that. I don't know, but...
Yeah, like, when I dance with Coheed, because she's not very good, I'm not very good.
It's perfect.
So I'm like, every time I'll be like, oh, we're getting better. And it's not like, I know I'm doing bad. Like, I know when I mess up, and I'm like, oh, whoops, sorry. But then it's a team thing, so I'm like, oh, we're doing better. Whoops, we messed up on that one. So bring her into it.
Well, that's how me and your sister are.
And then I just joke around, like, because we always, we got a couple things that we joke around about, because we always bump into people, so we'll joke around, like, oh, barely hit anybody that time. And then we all, for some reason, when I dance, I gravitate towards the center, and the center is where all the people are doing the crazy things. And I'm like, I can't be there because I can't do those crazy moves.
Just try them.
And I'm going to be...
Do you try them? Do you at least...
I can do spins, and me and Coheed, I tried to figure out how to do it to where we, like, cross arms and stuff.
Okay.
But, so we kind of got it, but I will need to practice some more. But, so I'm like, we can't get out of the middle. So every time we get in, we're like, oh, we're in the middle again. We got to get out. So, I don't know. If I'm doing bad, when I know I'm doing bad... Instead of worrying, I'll laugh about it.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
And then that way, they're like, oh, at least, sure, he's not very good, but not bringing him down. He's having fun, and he's able to laugh at himself.
That's all that matters. That is it. If you, like, look, even if you're fucking up, like, if you fall, because I dropped someone.
The girl that you danced with who didn't know how to dance.
Her friend.
With the drink. Her friend that was there didn't know how to dance. And you dropped her.
And I dropped her like an asshole.
Yeah.
But, in my defense, I had been drinking.
You had been drinking heavily. A lot.
Like, I was drunk at 5 o'clock that afternoon.
Yeah, you drank way too much that day.
Yeah.
You were in my face the whole time. I was... The reason I was not hitting on girls was because I was so worn out from dealing with you.
Oh, really?
Yes. You wore me out. Every 2 seconds, you were up on me just yelling about something. You'd get real close, you'd be talking to me.
Probably my beanie.
Spitting on me. Always the beanie. Every time the beanie came up, that's all you freaking talked about. You just...
I was really drunk. I was really drunk, in my defense.
I was completely worn out from dealing with you. I had fun. I was worn out. You're not allowed to drink that much again.
That was like one of the only times I've been drunk since I've been home. Like, I've been drinking every once in a while. We have like a bottle of wine or something with dinner.
Okay, what about this last party you went to? We'll end on the story of this party. God. I haven't heard anything about it, but I've seen things on Facebook.
I'm afraid of this story.
Okay.
Like, this story does not belong on the internet.
Yes, it's already on your Facebook, so.
Okay. So what happened was, on Friday, I went to a party at one of my coworkers' house. His apartment, and I show up at like 9:20. I'm like the first one there. Haven't been drinking yet. My plan for this evening is, because they're playing beer pong and stuff. His girlfriend's sister lives with them. We will call her Stella.
Okay.
All right. She is pretty hot.
Okay.
And I know this because I met her one time before, like in passing.
Okay.
And she recently, I'm not sure how recently, so I wasn't sure how far I was going to get. I was just going to, like, talk to her and that's it.
Okay.
She recently got out of a relationship, and so I was just going to go, and, like, my plan was to get her to be my partner in beer pong, and then I was just going to talk to her, like, all night.
And see what happens.
And so, that part of my plan succeeded.
All right.
Almost flawlessly.
Okay.
Because at first, like, I showed up, and then I'm the first one there, so we're just, like, playing some games and stuff. Like, he was showing me Battlefield 4 on his computer. It's badass. Like, he just built this, like, brand new computer. So he was just showing me that. And then people start showing up, and so we play a game of beer pong, and I think I lost or something. I end up losing, at that point, I have a beer and a half in me.
Okay.
And this goes on for a while. Like, I played another game later on, and then I had her as my partner at that point. Already, okay. Like, pretty quick. Okay. And then between games, like, we were just sitting on the couch, like, talking, and I was sitting there, like, you know, nursing a beer, not drinking very much. My plan was to just play some beer pong event, like, and then eventually stop and sober up.
Okay.
And then drive home. That's my plan.
That didn't happen.
No, that did not happen. The night's going on, and then we're like, all right, we'll do one more. We'll try it one more time. Because we're both pretty good at beer pong. Like, I am really good at beer pong.
Yeah, you're really good.
I'm really good at beer pong. But I hadn't really shown up yet at this point. Only the very first game, when I had a different partner who didn't, he made one.
Okay.
I made the other 8.
Okay.
And we lost. Like, it was down to 1 cup. And okay. We ended up losing. But I made, like, all of them. But ever since that game, with her as my partner,
you've been doing bad?
I had been doing poorly. I wouldn't say bad. Like, I was doing average.
Okay.
Like, I was making, like, 3 or 4 cups a game. But we still losing. But we end up winning this one.
Okay.
But this particular game, this last one, she wanted to play with Bailey's.
Why?
I don't know. She didn't want to drink beer. She didn't want to drink beer anymore. Because, like, our first game, we played with Guinness. Like, my first game was with Bud Light. Normal beer pong.
Okay.
Then when she was my partner, she wanted, oh, we'll play with Guinness. I'm like, oh, my fucking God. Okay.
I feel like you should just stick with the...
No, I know. Because I had a Heineken during the first game. I had a side beer, a Heineken.
Okay.
And was playing with Miller Lite. And then during the second game, when she was my partner, it was Guinness in the cups, and I had a Corona side beer.
Okay.
And then I ended up having 3 side beers total. So I had a Heineken and and 2 Coronas. That's all I drank, other than beer pong and like a shot of Ciroc at the beginning of the party. I had 1 shot of Ciroc at the very beginning.
Okay.
So we start playing with Bailey's at the end, and like some people have left already. Like, people are starting to filter out. I think it was like, I don't know what time it was. It was probably about midnight.
Okay. Maybe what's 1 Bailey's?
Bailey's is like, it's Irish cream.
Okay.
Alcoholic. I don't remember what percentage it is. I don't think it's very much.
What kind of alcohol is it?
Like Irish cream. Like, it's, you mix it with, like, an Irish car bomb is Bailey's and Guinness.
Okay.
I think it's 35%. I don't know. I don't know what kind of alcohol, but
it's not like a
no, it's not like a liqueur.
It's a
It's okay. Not like a liquor.
Okay.
It's just an Irish cream alcohol. And so we're playing with that, and then we win the game. But we end up, like, we had, like, one cup left, but okay. We ended up winning. So we play again with more Baileys.
Oh, that's a stupid idea.
And this is where the night gets fuzzy to the point of I don't remember anymore.
Okay.
Because I think, like, after this, we end up losing that second game with the Baileys, and I'm done drinking at this point. I'm okay. Not drinking anymore. But the deed is done. I am very drunk.
Yes.
But I didn't really feel it. I didn't feel, like, terribly drunk. I felt buzzed, like, maybe a little, like, really drunk, but not, like, out of my mind drunk like I have been before, like I probably was on Saturday.
Yeah.
Which is really awkward. Like, honestly, part of me thinks that I may have been drugged. Like, a little bit. Like, it's... Because it's the first time in my entire life that I don't remember what happens in the course of a night. Because after I go out to smoke, that's it.
That's all
I don't remember anything else. I wake up butt naked on the living room floor having thrown up everywhere. Like, I have no idea what happened. Like, they ended up telling me that I locked myself in the bathroom for a couple hours.
Okay.
And I was just, like, throwing up and, like, laying in it. They had to, like, break in to get me out. And then I was, like, I was naked, and then so Stella started screaming, oh, my God, he's naked, and, like,
they ended up... How did you get naked? Nobody knows?
No.
You just showed up, you just...
I came out of the bathroom naked. My shirt was in the tub, my pants and underwear were on the...
Okay.
Were on the ground in the bathroom.
All right.
And there, I threw up everywhere in the bathroom. Like, I missed the toilet, like, I don't know what the hell happened. There was throw up in the tub a little bit. All over the floor.
You're never getting invited back to that.
I know. It was awful. I helped clean up in the morning. I did.
Okay.
Like, I cleaned up. Well, I didn't help. I cleaned up my mess. Okay. Like, my vomit, I cleaned.
Okay.
Because that's fucked up.
That's good. That's a good thing to do.
And, like, she said, like, Stella had said that I had thrown up on her on the couch, like, a little bit. And, like, I don't know what the hell happened to me. Because that has never happened before. I have never been, like, that drunk. But I didn't feel that drunk the night before. Like, all of a sudden, it just, like, is gone. My memory just stops. It's like, I remember everything perfectly to a certain point, and then it just vanishes after that. And it's that fucking Baileys. And I've never drank Baileys straight like that before. So maybe it's the Baileys that just did something weird.
Well, because it's also, it'd be pretty sugary.
It was very sugary.
So it probably was like, you drink it, and then it probably just all, bam, right at once hit you. Like what happened at the party where I got super...
Yeah, it was terrible. Like, and I feel like I was so embarrassed, and like, because I wake up and I like smell like vomit and like everything.
That
I'm butt naked on their living room floor, like with they ended up putting a blanket over me, but I was just like, it was so incredibly embarrassing. Like, I felt like a terrible person for that. That's why I have sort of not drank since then. I had like half a glass of wine last night, and that's it. I'm like, no, I'm scared. Like. I was very concerned by what had happened.
What's it feel like to not have no memory of a time?
Very scary. Because like literally anything could have happened to me, and I would not know.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Especially waking up like naked.
Yeah,
like, what?
Seriously, that's one of my biggest fears is to not just have a blank period.
Yeah, it's. It's really scary. And so that's why I'm probably not going to drink for a while.
Yeah. Like, I'm so in my head all the time. Like, the first time I smoked weed with Kyson, I was in my head the whole time. I was perfectly aware of everything.
Yeah.
I didn't get that high because I think I was, like, resisting it so much. But then, like, and when I'm drunk, even though I'm a little bit more talkative and louder, I know everything that I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm the same way. That's what, like, freaked me out is because, like, I was talking to my mom, like, she freaked out, she saw my post, and, like, she's like, you need to call me, so I called her, and I told her, I explained what had happened, I'm like, and you know me, like, that is not at all like me, and then she had said, like, do you think maybe you got drugged, I'm like, I don't think so, because I know everyone was at the party, like, they wouldn't,
yeah,
there's no reason for that to
have
happened,
and you're the only person that,
yeah, so I think maybe the, like, Baileys had, like, a weird effect on me, but she was like, that's really scary, I'm like, yeah, but you know me, like, I'm always in control of myself, like,
yeah,
I don't like doing things that make me not in control.
Yes.
And I can handle drinking.
Terrible
usually.
Fear of being out of control.
Yeah. Helplessness is probably my greatest fear. So the idea that I was helpless for an uncertain amount of time.
Yeah, who knows how long.
Yeah, is just incredibly frightening to me. And so, that was terrible story.
Not going to drink anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't drinking anything since the last party, too.
Yeah.
I was like, I lost control a little bit there. Gonna hold off for a while. I know I can handle quite a bit, but I'm just gonna hold off. But so that I guess that's a good episode.
It's
a long episode, and we got sidetracked.
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, there was very little about ladies in this episode.
Well, I get that. Just means later we'll have to have another ladies episode.
We'll have to have
a better planned ladies episode. I also think we should have a lady on
the lady
a lady episode.
We can use Aubrey.
No, Aubrey doesn't. Aubrey has no lady experience.
She's a lady.
Yeah, but she's only ever dated Chris. She doesn't have... And they were been dating since before she turned 21, so she doesn't have that experience.
We need Courtney.
Yeah, but Courtney's weird.
No, but she'd be perfect.
Okay, well, we can ask Courtney.
Yeah.
Or maybe we can
Totally do it.
Maybe we can get Kayla or Coheed.
Yeah, but then they'll have to use their real names. Then they'll know about the podcast, actually.
Yeah. Well, I've obviously said Kayla's name, because, I don't know.
Yeah, but she doesn't know about it, right?
She'd know. She doesn't know that I have a podcast. Which, hold on, the final thing we're going to talk about on the, air quote, ladies episode. when is the right time to tell somebody that I'm interested in that I, talk to myself
on a podcast
for 30 to 60 minutes every week and put it on the internet?
A year after you're married?
A year after we're married? Okay. Yeah.
No, not before then, I don't think.
Because that's one of the issues that I'm having with this, how I'm into this new chapter of my life where I'm actually going out, meeting girls all the time, looking for, you know, dating situations. That this is just a very strange...
It's not strange. It's not. No, it's a good outlet for, like, things in our lives.
No, I love podcasts. I love doing my podcast. But to most other people, to say, oh, by the way, I have a podcast, they'd be like, I'm sorry, what? And then it's like a internet radio kind of a show thing that I do. I'd be like, I'm sorry.
No, a lot of people, I think you definitely underestimate the amount of people that know what a podcast is and like listen to podcasts. Right.
It's just one of the
Hunter things. Moore has a podcast.
Who is that?
He is a professional partier, basically.
Okay.
I'll talk about him later.
Okay. I just don't know when to bring that up.
I don't think that it would be that big of a deal if you did bring it up. I think that if you want to talk about personal things on it, you should probably keep it as hidden as possible, but...
Yes. So...
And by you, I mean we, since I am now co-host.
Since you're co-host. I'm so the co-host. You also have to deal with this.
Yeah.
That you're on a podcast.
Yeah. I have a podcast. It's my podcast too now.
Well, I mean, it's my podcast.
Mine
you're
too.
You're on the podcast.
I'm the co-host. Okay. It's also my podcast.
Well, I still I have ownership
over 51%, 49%.
My name's in the title!
51%, 49%.
Okay.
His name's in the title, people. It's fine. He has 51, I have 49.
That works for me. At least I have the say over everything.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, and maybe next time we'll actually,
I don't even know. Talk about something important.
Or, you know, like, plan it.
Yeah, maybe. Probably not.
Bye. Now leaving popularoutcast.com. It's like the Nerdist, guys. This is the end.